And I have more energy than I've had in 20 years.
Guys, if you too want to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger like Richard, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Hey, look who's in studio. Frank Schmier, the owner of St. Louis Home Fires and the host of the Budweiser Barbecue Show here on KTRS.
McGraw, how's your barbecue?
It is great. You have taught me everything I know, great reviews, and everything I cook is from St. Louis Home Fires.
It's the very best time of year to come to St. Louis Home Fires for all of your grilling, smoking, flavored wood, sauces, and rubs.
On Manchester Road in Baldwin, right in front of the Target store, St. Louis Home Fires. And don't forget about the Budweiser Barbecue Show hosted by Frank Schmier.
Weeds love your garden. They hide near flowers knowing you can't touch them. Now you can with Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot Wand from the Home Depot. A special buy at just $19.97. The protective shield means pinpoint accuracy so you can target weeds without harming surrounding plants. With Roundup in hand, weeds are in trouble. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot Wand, just $19.97. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
Tune into We're Having a Senior Moment, hosted by Sean Rimmerman every Sunday morning at 7 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Good choice.
I never met a girl who makes me feel the way that you do.
It has been a while since we heard from Bob Ibach, Nyko Sports, and I'm about to speak with him, and I'll tell you why before he comes on here. Kurt Warner is going to be inducted into the Football Hall of Fame, as he should be. And
oh, yeah.
Nyko is going to sell something. We're going to tell you about it here in a minute.
Hey, Frank!
Yeah.
It's Kurt.
Yeah, hey, Kurt.
Kurt Warner.
Hey, yeah.
You know, I always thought that was, like, just a joke or something. Well, but Dan really is the world's worst producer.
He sure is, Kurt.
Whoa.
You got that right. That was actually Kurt Warner.
Yeah, it was.
Declaring Slamming and confirming Dan. That you are the world's worst producer.
I know.
So what's going to happen here is they have come out with a commemorative football, and a portion of the proceeds go to Treasure House. That's a charity that Kurt Warner is real big on, as he is many charities. He's a really charitable guy. And each one has a display case. It's $99. It comes numbered with a certificate of authenticity, exclusively from Nyko, nowhere else. Full-size football display case. Panel one. You know, let me just bring Bob on here because I'm doing his job for him.
Yeah.
Enough for him to do. Bob, how you doing?
Hey, Frank. Nice to be with you again. And, you know, you talked about long time no hear. You know, I waited 108 years for the Cubs to win the World Series.
Yeah,
that was a long time.
You and Dan's Aunt Gus, who lived to be 110,
yeah.
And when she was two, I'm sure she was thinking, come on, when are you gonna...
Yeah.
Oh, did she die before they won or after they won?
Before they won.
Oh, shoot. Yeah. She lives all that time.
Well, that's good. As a Cardinal fan, she never got to see it.
Yeah.
So I was about to explain and describe this football. I'm going to let you do that. There are, what, three panels, four panels on the football?
There's three panels on the ball, and it's a limited edition made by Rawlings. It's going to commemorate Kurt Warner going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame up in Canton, Ohio. It's coming up, that big ceremony, August the 5th. And I've worked with Kurt in the past on some nice projects, and I got a chance to meet his wife, Brenda. They have a tremendous charity that they support called the Treasure House, which creates safe and loving homes for people with disabilities. I know recently in the St. Louis area, they just helped a group get a new home and furniture put into a place in the suburbs there for a group of people. So monies from a project like this, Frank, will go toward that, and I'll give out the toll-free number and a website how people can help us do this. Rawlings is making 5,000 of these officially licensed Pistons footballs, which are also going to come with a gorgeous acrylic display case for just $99. They, each one, you'll get an individually numbered certificate of authenticity. And on the panels, these are for $99. On the panels, what you'll get, one of the panels will have the NFL Hall of Fame logo. We've got a photo of Kurt there in his practice uniform. And then the class of 2017 Hall of Fame logos on there. Another panel has some of his career stats and some of his career highlights. And according to everybody, will always remember the greatest show on turf in 1999. That's big Super Bowl win over Tennessee.
Well, I never heard it. I never heard anything about that.
Never heard it. Hey, did you hear about Lincoln?
Yeah.
The last panel down there has got the a beautiful color photograph of the Hall of Fame building in Canton. So, Frank, you get all that for just $99. Again, it comes with the certificate and the display case. Let me give out that toll-free number, okay. How you can order these, because, again, I think these will sell very quickly because people remember Kurt Warner, what he meant to the Rams many years ago, and just had an outstanding career, not only in St. Louis, but also out in Arizona when he took those Cardinals to the Super Bowl once. The toll-free number is 1-800-345-2868. And again, that's 1-800-345-2868. Or just go to nicosports.com, NICOsports.com. You can check it out. You can order it. It'll be sent to you in a few weeks. And know that the good portion of the monies that we raise here, and I know NICO Sports is over $2.4 million now that they've raised for charities like this, know that a good portion of the monies from this project will go to help out a lot of folks in the St. Louis area, and again, helping out the Treasure House, which is the foundation that Kurt and his wife Brenda founded.
Well, here's the other thing. NICO is based headquartered in St. Louis, right?
Yes, it's right in the suburbs of St. Louis, it's a local firm.
And I think this is what I'm about to ask you is very important. I'm a salesman, okay, and I'm real big on when I finish what I'm talking about, whatever I talk about, this or anything else, I'm real big on making sure people can go get the information. They're in their cars right now. They're going to hear NICO Sports. They're not going to know how to spell NICO Sports. They're going to get home and they're going to mess it up. Oh, they're not going to remember the phone number, 1-800-345-2868. If anybody Googles Kurt Warner Hall of Fame commemorative football, will NICO come up? I would think it would.
Yes.
Because I just want people to understand, I get it. You're in the car, you can't pull over, and you're going to get home and go, my dad would love this, my brother, my sister, my mom loved Kurt. Just Google Kurt Warner Hall of Fame commemorative football.
And St. Louis loves Kurt.
Yeah, NICO will pop right up.
But do you remember?
It will, because you know this is an exclusive. NICO Sports is the only one putting this out. It's not available anywhere else. That's a good point, Frank. And you know, if you do Google it, it will come up to NICO Sports.
Good, Dan. What were you going to say?
What you said before, a long time ago, when NICO would do things with us, 1-800-345-BUNT.
And that's easy with football stuff. It still works. It's the mm-hmm. same number.
Yeah.
That is an easy way to remember it. If you can't remember 800, then you don't need to be listening mm-hmm. to this show. You need something. You go back to grade school. But outside of 1-800-345-BUNT. And I've always been a big fan. Dan's right. I've always been a big fan of that because it does make it easy. But let's say you get home tonight and you go, man, it was an easy word, but I can't remember mm-hmm. what it was. It didn't have anything to do with football. Just Google Hall of Fame Kurt Warner commemorative football. It'll come. NICO will come up. And the $99. And look, brother, sister, mother, father, son, daughter, somebody in the family that loves to show off and collect, and this is perfect. And it's one less thing to worry about come Christmas time. Get it done and over with. Put it away. What a big surprise for them. Bob, always a pleasure.
Frank, it's always a pleasure. I was telling Dan before, I'm going on a 10-day, 9-ballpark baseball bus extravaganza starting out on Thursday, and we'll be coming down to St. Louis on Friday. So please try to get the temperatures down below 100.
Oh, I think we're working on that. We're headed that way.
Oh, this weekend's supposed to be really nice.
Yeah, you better be really glad this didn't happen a week ago. Didn't we hit?
We hit 108.
108. That's right. Saturday
broke a record. Yeah, 107, which was all the way back in 1901.
Mm-hmm. Oh, then 1901. That was because of global warming. Yeah, wait. 1901. That doesn't make sense. Bob, have fun in St. Louis. Where are you right now? Where are you?
I'm up in the Chicago area in the suburbs, a little town called Huntley, which is about 40 minutes west of downtown Chicago.
Okay. Is this your regular normal voice, this perfect diction, game show host, pitch man? Were you born with this voice? Is this your...
Well, Harry Carey used to tell me, he said, Frank, I don't know. I have to go up and get a beer upstairs now. Holy cow!
Was that supposed to be an impression of Harry Carey?
No, it wasn't.
Good, because
no,
it was horrible.
It's a pretty bad impression.
Yes, it was. It was terrible.
Harry Carey or Barney Fife?
Yeah. He said it was either Harry Carey or Barney Fife. He didn't tell. All right, Bob, thank you. We got the info, and I'm sure there'll be people out there who want to get a hold of one of these. Thank you.
Frank, it's always a pleasure. Dan, you guys take care, and hopefully maybe we might run into each other down at over at the ballpark this weekend.
You never know. Oh, my, Mike Shannon's here. Go ahead, Mike.
That's right over at Busch Stadium.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. Bob, I know you don't want to hear any more of that. Thank you.
See you guys. Have a good afternoon.
Okay, bye-bye, Bob. Oh, my goodness. That was a horrible Harry Carey. And when you said Barney Fife, I wasn't about to ask you because we know you lost your Barney Fife.
Yeah, I've lost it.
And now you think, well, I guess Jose is only going to have a couple minutes. No. Hmm. Oh, no. We're going to go over and give him the time he is due. Here's what's going to happen now. Jose Hernandez is here. Should we have plays music?
Yeah.
Just to get him in the mood. So, he's going to talk about some technology stuff, whatever you call that, tablets, phones, TVs, and then you have a chance to call and ask him a question about something that's either driving you crazy or it'll help you make a good decision about purchasing. So, he'll talk first, and you'll talk, but you need to call right now. I hear the numbers. For most cell phones, star, KTRS. From other phones, 314-969, KTRS, or 888-550, KTRS. Now, I do want to do the 5877, because a lot of people go, KTRS, which number is that? That would be star, 5877, or 314-969-5877. Here he is, Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
Hey. How are you, Jose?
I'm excellent, Frank. How are you?
Good. I have one contribution before you speak. I mastered, not completely, but I've gotten so much better at editing video on Video Shop, which is a $2 app, I believe, on the iPhone, and almost went to the Apple Store over the weekend to buy a 7. But I didn't, and it's... I decided now I got to stop buying things because my battery life is shorter. I just get a new battery. It's $80. I just haven't put a new battery in it. So I think that's what I'm going to do because I'm happy with the 6. And as soon as I get a 7, you know what's going to happen? 8's going to come out.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to be so much better. So I think I will wait. I do have a question for you. My wife has a 6 Plus.
Yes.
And I know you're not an iPhone guy, but on an iPhone, if you want to remove an app icon, you just hold your finger down and they wiggle. They wiggle and you X them out. Hers won't do that. It's software that's different or something. Do you know anything about that?
I don't, but we can do some research on it and get you an answer for it.
Thank you. You guys have anything?
No. Nope.
You guys never have a problem. What's the deal?
Not really.
Yeah, they're Android users.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
Anymore. Dan jumped ship.
He shifted over to iPhone, and he's on the phone, and now it's all yours, Jose.
Thank you. Apple has officially announced the release of iOS 10.3.3.
Woohoo!
Your iPhones, iPads, and iPod Touches are getting the new OS. Last release of an OS from Apple for them was 10.3. Likely this is going to be the last release you see from the 10 series. Apple is busily working on iOS 11, which should be out this fall.
Where do those numbers come from?
They just make them.
Because there was no 1 or 2. They started with 8 or 7 or whatever, and they got to 10, and I just wonder what they mean. 0.3, what does that mean?
Point 0.3 is a minor revision to a major operating system being 10.
Okay.
3.3 is a minor revision to a major revision to a major operating system.
No, now it's clear.
Yeah.
Crystal clear.
So they make stuff up because they can. The interesting part is iOS 10 is the last update for 32-bit iPhones. So your iPhone 5, your 5Cs, anybody that's running a 32-bit, your fourth-generation iPads or older, your sixth-generation iPod Touches or older, this will be the last update because 11 is going to eliminate the iOS 32-bit architecture.
You do understand that lots of us, even iPhone people, have no idea what you just said. I don't even know what that is.
If you have one of those phones, you're going to be getting a new one.
Okay.
Right. Just because they would like you to.
I don't even know if I have one of those.
But you have a 6.
Go ahead. Yeah, okay.
No, you have a 7.
I have a 6. This is a 6 Plus.
6 Plus.
I have a 6 Plus.
Yeah.
You'll be fine for a while.
All right.
Microsoft plans on removing the application called Paint. Those of us that started out with Windows in early days were able to, you know, kind of take...
Oh, I remember
that. Do our own little crayon drawing. Yeah. And
even way back they had it, right?
Yeah, yeah. Windows 1, it was the first one. It's been around for 32 years.
Then you remember that? Does anybody else remember when you took your finger or a cursor and just started making an S curve and you go, oh, look at that on the screen. Doing what I'm doing. Thinking that was a huge deal.
That was paint.
And then you could paint a circle and then fill it with a color.
Yep. Woo!
Color. Or one of the most dull games of all time, solitaire, suddenly became the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
It was Etch-a-Sketch with color.
Yeah.
And then last but not least, our trivia question for today, QR codes. You know what a QR code is?
That's that thing, goofy-looking thing. You hold your phone up to it, it reads it, and it will tell you either about the product or show you a video or give you a price.
Right. Created in 1994, they were created as a way to do what?
I have no idea.
To initiate a phone call, to track packages behind the scenes at UPS, as an alternative to website URLs, or as a way to track vehicles as they were being assembled.
I'm going to go with an alternative to URL.
Yeah, I was going to do that.
No, you weren't.
So, yeah, the
you're trying to copy me.
Three. Yes, I agree.
Yeah. Alternative to, no. No, it was designed to track vehicles they were assembled.
No, I'm going to say vehicles.
It was created by a subsidiary of Toyota called Denso. It was a means of quickly tracking vehicles and parts through the manufacturing process. Although Denso holds the patent for QR codes, it has made the technology free for anyone to use.
And it was created in Washington.
See, I knew you'd do that. When he said Denso, I knew you'd do a Denso Washington. You know, it's so... You're so predictable.
Stop it.
And the saddest thing is, I was sitting here thinking, I'm not going to do it because he's going to do it.
Yes.
Man. I don't want to be that lame. Holy cow. You'll take some calls?
Please.
All right. Please. Let's go. We'll start with Mary. Mary, say hello to Jose Hernandez.
Hi, Jose. How are you?
I'm good, Mary. How are you?
Good. I'm AM and the PM.
That's the way everybody should be.
My husband and I, we recently upgraded to a 2016 Samsung Smart TV. And I am wondering, how do I record a show from over the air antenna? That's how we're hooked up.
Ooh, that's a good
question. I don't know that the Samsung Smart Television has that capability built into
it. It's actually too smart for that.
Well, they didn't build recorders into televisions.
Right.
Okay, let me go back a little bit. It does say that I can record, but I need a HDD USB 2.0 port, 5400 RPM.
Whoa.
That reads 34 Mbps and writes 52 Mbps.
Sounds like an external hard drive.
Okay, so I went to our local box store, and I bought a Seagate Backup Plus with a 1 terabyte.
That should be big enough.
And it only wants to read as if I'm plugged into a Mac, like a computer.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't want to recognize my smart TV on it. And the things that I have read about it, it does say that once I put a port in there or a drive in, it will recognize it on the TV and it will walk me through steps.
Okay. Have you plugged it in and then gone to set up on the television, see if you can force it to recognize it?
Yes, and it only excuse me, thinks it's going to a computer.
So let me see if I get this right. She's recorded the TV programming on this hard drive.
She's trying to.
Oh, she doesn't even know if it's in there.
Right.
I thought it was in there, but it won't play it over the TV.
It doesn't accept it.
I also have a plastic, just a USB. It says on the outside of it that it's a 2 gigabyte. And it did read it. It did want to accept it, but I just don't know what kind of drive I'm looking for.
Well, if it accepted the thumb drive, you might want to see if you can buy a bigger thumb drive.
Okay.
Is there some simple DVR type thing she could buy?
Not necessarily for over the air, right?
Not for over the air, no.
Wow.
You can go to, I don't know what big box store you went to. Probably the one with the Nerd Herd.
Yes.
Yeah. There's another big box store down at the end of where 170 and 40 meet.
Okay.
Go in and talk to those folks. Take your specifications with you.
Okay.
And when you go in and you can go all the way straight to the back of it, there's a do-it-yourself section, and talk to one of those guys. They are extremely technical, but they've been beaten into submission to speak English to normal people.
Mary, I have a question. Is that all the TV you get is just the over-the-air and the antenna?
Yes, it is.
We have
24 channels.
Yeah, you didn't need a really smart TV. I'm curious as to why you bought that.
Because it was a half price.
Okay.
You guys don't do Netflix or anything?
Yes, we do.
Okay,
we,
so you use the apps on the smart
TV
for that stuff.
Yes, I will use the apps for the Netflix and the Amazon.
So you have decent Wi-Fi at home?
Yes. Okay. Yes, right. I do. I do. I just can't record Jeopardy.
That would be frustrating, though, because there are things you want to record, and if you're not with a cable company or a dish company, that's very frustrating.
One of the downsides.
What did they call the recorder? Not DVR, but the one early on, there was a name.
TiVo.
Yeah, TiVo. Would that not work on what you... No.
Mary, would you go and take the model number of your television and the specifications you read to me to the box store?
Okay.
Find one of the English-speaking trained geeks?
Yes.
And see what they recommend.
Oh, that makes me feel so much better that... I thought you were going to say, oh, this is a simple... thank you so much for your help.
Anything with modern televisions is never simple.
No, see, you're not as stupid as you might have thought you were. This is not stupid at all. This is actually a great dilemma in that when you figure it out, would you call us back?
Yes.
Or send me an email.
No, I'm serious. Or send Jose an email? Let him
I
know.
Will.
All right. We appreciate it. Good luck, Mary.
Uh-huh. Thank you so much.
Right. Wow. That's a question we've never gotten before. Janet, say hi to Jose.
Are you, Jose?
I'm good, Janet. How are you?
I'm fine. I am AM and the PM.
Oh, I wish everybody could be.
I have an iPhone. I think it's a 6. And I have tried to back it up to my computer about 90 times.
Well, that's a
lot
of times.
And it'll be good for a week, and then it'll say, this iPhone has not been backed up, and I think now it's on the 68th week. And I'm thinking, is it backed up or not? Because, I mean, I tried.
Okay, well, if it's telling you it hasn't backed up, it's not backed up.
You know, I follow the directions to back it up, and it doesn't do anything. I've tried adding it to iTunes. I've tried putting it in a file. You know, if it just takes off something that I can delete some stuff, I'm out of room.
You're in the cloud, right? You have the cloud.
Yeah.
Well, it all should be backed up in the cloud. I have an iPhone. They all do that. They all say this phone is not. Mine doesn't do it anymore. It automatically backs it up, and it shoots everything right into the cloud. There's a setting somewhere in there that's not set right. Would you agree, Jose?
I would. Janet, who is your service provider for your phone?
SBC.
AT&T.
Yeah.
There's a couple options for you. You can go to the AT&T store and talk with them about how to set it up. Now, the organization that I don't normally recommend, but for this I will, the yellow-tagged blue box store.
He hates to say the name of that store.
Mm-hmm. They have a group of people in where the cell phones are, and the people that work for them actually work for the cell phone companies. So you can take your phone in and talk to one of the AT&T reps there, or you can make an appointment at the Apple store and talk to an Apple genius.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
I'd make an appointment at the Apple store is what I'd do, because those people are really good.
Well, I am just so frustrated with it.
Yeah.
I apologize for that, but I think if you'll spend a little time with the genius, they'll get you
figured
out.
And here's the other thing I think you're going to find out is this is something so simple. They'll go, yeah, look here in your settings, in the cloud,
yeah.
And it'll automatically back up everything. Once you get it, it's going to be pretty simple. That's my experience.
Yeah, that's usually what happens. Right, they say, well, I can do this.
Do you not have any young children?
My grandchildren are 19 and 22.
Perfect.
So they're past helping grandma do anything.
No, they're not. What kind of grandkid is that? Disown them. Take them out of the will. So you come over here and tell me how to do this, or you're out of the will. That's what you tell me.
The grandkid's not getting any Christmas presents.
Janet, good luck with this.
All right. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye. I'm not kidding. You got anybody in your family that's teens, 20s? I call my daughter every week or something, or one of my sons, and they almost always know. Or I call Jose. I got it covered. Eric, say hi to Jose Hernandez.
Hey, Jose, how you doing?
Good, Eric. How are you?
Doing pretty good. I'm AM in the PM.
There you go.
Hallelujah. Hey, Jose, I need your opinion. I'm going to upgrade my notebook computer, and I need an opinion on to go with an i5 processor or an i7 processor.
What are you going to do with it?
Just schoolwork for my wife.
Porn. What kind of schoolwork?
Probably internet access, Word, Excel, those types of things.
Okay, so she's not doing graphic design. She's not doing high calculation engineering studies. She's not doing CAD drawing.
Nope.
It's going to be price-based, whichever you can afford. At that point, it's not going to matter one way or the other.
They're all going to be capable.
Yeah, they'll all be capable. They'll be fast enough. What I recommend is set your price point, how much you want to spend. And this is what I like using the big box stores for. Go in there and lay hands on them, because I will tell you the keyboard layouts are not the same between laptop manufacturers. CPUs, there's two of them. Hard drive manufacturers, three or four. RAM's a couple of those. Lots of people put their name on the outside of it. But the keyboard is the big problem, and where that touchpad is.
And Eric, is this for you? I'm sorry, for you or somebody else?
It's for his wife.
It's for my wife.
Yeah, make sure your wife goes in and types on that. He's right on that keypad. I'm telling you. It makes all the difference whether or not that's a comfortable thing to type on. Some are smaller, some are bigger, some are indented, depressed, some are raised. It's all over the place. So I agree.
And then the last thing I'd recommend to you is get the extended warranty. I don't normally recommend those, but laptops are small. The components are packed tight and confined. They're susceptible to heat. This laptop is not just going to sit in one place all the time, I presume.
Right.
So they're susceptible to environmental changes, humidity, temperature, vibration. Get the warranty.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, you know what? We're out of time. We really had... That's a lot of calls today. I'm sorry that everybody couldn't get in, but here's the good news. Jose is going to give you his email address, and if you're a longtime listener, you go, I already know it. There's a new dot in there. Pay attention. Here he is.
tech.questions@ktrs.com.
All right. Jose Hernandez, everybody. Thank you, Jose. There he goes, and he'll be back again next Monday, courtesy of Window World. The number one selling window, replacement window in the United States. And they haven't even been around 15 years. And look what they've done. Now, Dan, this is, should be behind the scenes. So, what's the story of Mr. Londoff?
He
haven't heard from him for a while. So, before that, we have to have some traffic. Mm-hmm. And here to introduce that properly is Dan Strauss.
Thank you so much, Frank.
You're welcome.
And here to give you that traffic is Tim Weiland.
They're still working with the accident on southbound Highway 270 at Ladue, but that's well off on the right shoulder, so the jam-up we had is no longer. But you do have slow pockets from north of Olive down through south of Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 40 downtown is Jefferson to the Poplar. They cleared the accident that was on the Museo Veterans Bridge. It's just heavy on eastbound 70 from Riverview through about Salisbury, and then things open up, and then a little heavy again over the Museo Veterans Bridge. And northbound 55, you're backed up to the ramp of Highway 44, and remain shut down southbound 55 just after or before Highway 61. This traffic report is brought to you by Staples. They have low prices on everything your kids need to head back to school. And when your kids have what they need, they'll go back with confidence. Get everything you need for less at Staples. It's Pro Time. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
It's hot. You said it. And getting hotter at Suburban Leisure Center. No, we're not just talking about the temperature outside. We're talking about the hot, sizzling prices inside Suburban Leisure Center. What does that mean for you? Well, head to Suburban Leisure Center to take advantage of tremendous savings on new patio sets up to 50% off. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything you'd need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard with patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas and just about everything you'd need that will make you go on the patio, and a tremendous savings up to 50% off. And because you can actually sit on the furniture and feel the quality at Suburban Leisure Center, it's a lot better than ordering on the internet and hoping that it looks like what you saw online.
Yeah, it just doesn't look like it did in the picture.
With Suburban Leisure Center's unmatched selection and prices, you'll get what you need for less, up to 50% off. Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Better merchandise at better prices at Suburban Leisure Center. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
Hi, this is Molly from the Piccadilly Manhattan. The backyard barbecue season is gearing up. Come join us Wednesdays for our 24-ounce pork steak that you can cut with a fork. We smoke them with hickory and charcoal and season them with our own rub and sauce. Pork not your thing? Get a brisket burger that we grind in-house every day, finished with American cheese on a Hawaiian bun. We have daily specials and a full bar. We're open Tuesday through Saturday. Call for details or a reservation today. 314-646-0016. See you soon.
Altair Traveling Cruises in Brentwood, owned by Pat Blassie and her staff, will make sure your next vacation comes off without a hitch. Whether it's pricing, whether it's places, accommodations, Altair Traveling Cruises knows how to navigate all the pitfalls of traveling in the 21st century. We've been on numerous trips with Altair Traveling Cruises. The pricing and the atmosphere and the customer service, second to none. For your next trip, let Altair Traveling Cruises help you out. AltairTravel.com.
Donate your used furniture, clothes, kitchenware, and appliances to the Salvation Army Family Stores. You get a tax deduction, and Family Store sales support ministry to men right here in St. Louis. Your donation helps bring the gospel to men who are dealing with alcohol and drug addiction issues. Be a part of what the Lord is doing right here in St. Louis. Call 314-535-0057 today and have the Salvation Army pick up your donated furniture, clothes, kitchenware, and appliances. 314-535-0057.
From Charlene Harris, the acclaimed author behind True Blood, comes a thrilling new drama, Midnight Texas. Don't miss the premiere of Midnight Texas tonight on NBC.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
It gives me great pleasure to introduce someone we haven't spoken with for a while, over a week at least. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for John Landau. Hey, you must be really busy.
Yes. Yes, and I'm a very busy man. You've kept waiting here for about 15 minutes.
No, we have not. No, no, no.
I mean, you know, I look at my contract. Hold on a second. Is my contract, yeah.
Look at what? Oh, contract.
His contract.
You know how long you've been on hold? Because we have a timer here in the studio. You know how long you were on hold?
20 minutes.
Two minutes.
Less than that.
2 minutes on hold. Well, a minute 50.
Yeah.
Minute 50.
Under a minute.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah?
Yeah. Hey, do you mind if I offer a tip to the Corvette people?
First of all, hold on a second. I haven't been on the air for a week. I've been busy, and you've been able to control and talk about everything you want to.
Right.
So let's talk about the great AM and the PM customers that have come in because of you.
Okay.
Whoa.
No Corvette tip.
How can you say no to that?
Go ahead.
Come on, I'm buttering your bread a little bit here.
Go ahead.
Billy Ward and Gabriel Ward. Gabriel, thank you for your service in the U.S. Army. God bless you. You came in and bought a pre-owned vehicle from Collinsville, Illinois, AM and the PM. Thank you very, very much to Gabriel for your service and Father Billy for coming in and helping take care of your son.
Look who we have here. Oh, my Lord, his father and son, Gabriel Billy Ward. Who else do we have?
Yeah, I'm done, but here's another father-son routine.
Hmm.
Okay, Andrew Benner, Brian Benner, from Muskoda, Illinois.
What's the last name? Benner?
Benner.
Okay.
Benner.
And what are the names?
Andrew's the son, father's Brian, AM and the PM.
Brian and Andrew.
B pre-owned Silverado 2500 HD. Thank you very, very much.
Hey, look who came in. It wasn't Mary Lou Henner, but it was father and son, Adrian and Brian Benner. One name. Yeah. I couldn't think of anything to rhyme with Benner except Mary Lou Henner. Sorry. Hey. Thank you, Benners. We appreciate it.
You might want to wipe off that microphone. I think you just spit all over it.
No, I didn't.
I might want to wipe it off anyway. Josh Scott.
Yeah.
God bless Josh Scott.
You bet.
From Winston, Missouri. Another big AM and the PM listener, and we love Josh and the family, and bought a 2017 Silverado HD. Another AM and the PM listener.
Ah, somebody's coming in Dubai. Look who we've got. None other than the great Josh Scott. Yeah. Thank you, Josh, for listening and for your purchase. We appreciate it.
You think I'm done?
I hope not.
No, we got more.
Go. Okay.
Leroy and Joanne Seaver.
Seaver.
Leroy and Joanne Seaver on a brand new Chevy Impala M and the Beer.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I know they say leave it to Beaver. I say leave it to Joanne and Leroy Seaver. Yeah. Thank you, Leroy and Joanne. We appreciate it.
All right. One more. Mary Shaw.
Mary Shaw.
From Eldred, Illinois, came all the way in here to buy a new Chevy Cruze. Went by, matter of fact, was going to make a mistake and go to one of the competitors, if there are any competitors, Johnny Law and Dr. Chevrolet, but they saw the light, and the friend said, no, you're aiming at the PM, you need to go see Johnny Law and Dr. Mary Shaw, thank you very much.
Go to another dealer. guffaw. She says, I'm going to Londo, said Mary Shaw. Again, I could not think of anything to rhyme with Shaw except guffaw.
That was close.
Yeah, it was close, yeah. That was nice. That's a nice list there. Of
how about that?
Oh, my goodness. But wait, there's more.
There's more.
Okay.
I thought I was just putting all my stuff away. William Marshall.
William Marshall.
Barnhart, Missouri.
Barnhart, Missouri.
2017 Chevy Cruze. God love the Marshalls. They bought several vehicles from us, so want to say thank you again. I think we already talked about Jerry Clubs and Leslie Clubs, but we're going to talk about them again because we just love their name.
Don't want to put the rest of the customers down, but step aside, everybody. The Marshalls in town. Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Marshall. And
Bill, what do you mean, Bill Marshall? And me.
All of you.
And Wendy and Jerry and Leslie Clubs. Worth mentioning again.
Mm-hmm.
Missouri, all the way from there, Johnny Londop Chevrolet in Florence.
A nice group of
people. How about that? You, the AM and the PM crowd, God love you. They keep coming out in big numbers. So
good.
Thank you very much, Frank, Dan, Ian, and of course, they all have something in common.
Yes,
the
AM do.
And the PM crowd. They're funny. They're engaging. Just great people, and they think that I'm funny. They think that there are times that I pretty much hold my own on the show and keep this segment,
cooking.
Keep you going.
While
right?
Other people are out road raging, our listeners are funny and engaging. Yeah. Thank you. Oh, please, thank you. Your turn.
Matter of fact, you know what I'm just doing?
What?
I'm packing my briefcase, because when I'm done with this, I'm going to probably say goodbye to a bunch of people, go shake some hands with some customers, and then get in the car and
go home and have a big dinner.
Try to make it home. Nope. Going to have salad tonight. I got to lose some weight. Dang it.
Going to have salad. Salad or celery?
Salad.
Salad. Yeah.
Salad. I'm going to have a salad, okay?
Okay.
If that's all right with you.
Now, do you like iceberg lettuce, or what's that other lettuce?
Romaine.
You got to go with romaine.
Whenever Mrs. Londoff puts those cute little hands of hers in, when she tosses up that salad, it's going to be delicious.
A couple of times I've had salad, and my wife in the restaurant, of course, not at home, and she'll say, oh, that's not really the kind of salad you should eat. That's iceberg lettuce. Only wrong. You know, she can't even say, good for you eating a salad.
But iceberg has no nutritional value.
That's what she says. No nutritional value. value at all.
Really?
Yeah, if you're going to eat a salad, you might as well get romaine in it. At least
who are you? My wife? You're selling my wife. Yeah, romaine. That's a leafy stuff. Or spinach salad would be the other.
Spinach is good.
But he's right. Whatever she has, that's what he'll eat. Whatever she prepares, that's what he'll eat. Well, it's nice to have you back. We thought maybe you didn't like us or something.
No. Okay. No, I can't.
Glad you've been busy.
No, I mean, of course I like you, Frank. No. You know that, and Dan and Ian. I mean, I feel like I'm part of the team. And talking to the AM and the PM customers that come in here, I'm a big part of the team.
Well, I'm going to get emails
really big part of the team.
I'm going to get emails from Corvette people going, man, we really want to know what that Corvette tip was, but John Londoff just shot you right down. You're getting a chance to give it to us. So.
Yeah, it's all going right. I've been on the air in a week, and you're just going to, after like a minute, and I'm on hold for 15 minutes.
Hold for a minute.
Let me just take over. Let me just go ahead. I know it's your show.
You're right.
Well, and you know, one time we had 12 Corvettes here, new 2017s. We're down to four.
Whoa!
To four.
I have done a lot. I have done a lot for the sales of Corvettes. I really have with White Lightning.
Now, I don't know if. I do.
It was me. You never sold that many Corvettes before. It's me. I had one. Talk about it. Boom! Can't keep them in stock. What's that phone number?
Oh, God. 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800.
All right.
24/7, 365 at lawnduff.com. Frank, sing the jingle for me. Come on.
Well, not without the harmonica, Dan. Grab the harmonica. Dapion, will you accompany?
Sure.
We need to just hang on. This won't take long. Dan, give us a note. Give us a note. One note.
Wait, hold on.
One, two, three, four. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. No, wait, we were going to do the overhead. You want the long version or the short version?
Long version.
Okay. Here's a note. One, two, three, four. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet by the low overhead way. Thank you, Dan.
All right, everybody. Thank you very much. Great to hear your voice, and we're open late tonight, so come and see us.
All right, we'll send you some business. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Frank.
Bye-bye. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to be getting email. What was the Corvette advice?
Yeah.
He let me do it. So I'm going to do it to avoid emails. The car I have came with two tops, a carbon fiber top, which is like moon, you can see through it, okay? It's tinted, and a white top. I've only had the carbon fiber top because I like to look up and see the sky. In this heat, it still comes through, that heat, that sun. So I popped the white top on there night and day.
Whoa.
And white kicks that, reflects that heat back off. It's also padded on the inside. It is cooler. Just a little tip for you folks. I got a Corvette with the two tops. Throw the solid colored top on when it's really, really hot. Car will be a lot cooler. Now, why he didn't want me to share that, I don't know. Mistake. I say that was a mistake. We need to take a quick break. Mr. Cloudman in here. Traffic time. I'll just do it. Tim Weiland, what do we got?
All right, if you're on eastbound Highway 44, you're jammed up a little bit east of Grand. That goes up to the ramp of Highway 55, slow to the Poplar. Eastbound 40 is jammed at Compton. Westbound 40, Boyle out through McCausland. Southbound Highway 170, stop and go from a little south of Olive down through Highway 40. Southbound 270, stop and go from Olive down through Doherty Ferry. And the southbound Highway 55 remains closed. We're getting different times. It may be reopened at 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock. We'll let you know as soon as I get something more official. And this traffic report is brought to you by Staples. Staples has low prices on everything your kids need to head back to school. And when your kids have what they need, they'll go back with confidence. Get everything they need for less at Staples. It's pro time. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo,
Minnesota, Dubai. It's time for Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. And he's a guy who is trying to say at one time, at some time, I've been everywhere, and he's getting close. Here he is, Bill Cleveland, everybody.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon. Great. Bill, how are you?
I'm well. Well, this is pretty funny. The place where I'm going to take you to today is actually the National Corvette Museum in Bowling Green, Kentucky.
What a coincidence.
How about that?
And it's a shame that it's not still made here where it used to be made.
In St. Louis,
yes.
Yeah, absolutely. If you've driven through Bowling Green, Kentucky, no doubt you have seen this, at least from the highway. It's a massive building, 115,000 square feet. When you walk right in, the first thing you sort of see when you get into the museum, a thing called Nostalgia Alley. Lots of collectibles, lots of really cool things, displays about the Corvette's early days. They have a great exhibit showing how the Corvettes are made, from the drawing board to the assembly line. And then the Sky Dome, which that you have seen from the highway, no doubt if you've gone through the area. 100-foot-high glass ceilings in this thing. This is the site of that, the infamous 2014 sinkhole. I'm sure you'll remember that.
Yeah.
Eight Corvettes were swallowed up. They actually have the eight Corvettes on display that were taken down in that sinkhole, and a line on the ground kind of showing where the sinkhole happened. Also a gift shop, of course you would imagine that. 4,600 square feet of nothing but Corvette collectibles and shirts and all kinds of things.
Wow.
And yes, as you mentioned, the assembly plant is next door now. You can tour that. The hours are a little bit different, so make sure you look ahead of time and get that situated before you get there. And this is very early on in Bill on the Road. I actually went to the Corvette Museum and did a video, so I've just posted that if folks like to check it out. And none other than Mr. Londoff actually appears on that video from about 4 years ago.
Uh-huh.
It holds up. It looks pretty good. You can go to facebook.com/BillOnTheRoad.
So he was slimmer then.
Much slimmer, yeah.
Well, he said he gained weight. That's not me, though.
Yeah. Facebook.com/BillOnTheRoad. You can see the video of Mr. Londoff and a tour of the Corvette Museum. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Okay, bye.
Have you ever been to an automobile assembly plant?
No.
Yes.
Have you, Dan?
Yeah.
I went through the GM thing in Wentzville. It's unbelievable. I mean, it really is. You think, well, how great can that be? Go watch some assembly line factory stuff. it's really something to see.
I haven't been there with the robotic stuff that they have now, some of that stuff, but it was there time ago.
I guess what I didn't realize was how much of it is sort of pre-assembled. In other words, when they drop the dashboard in, the wiring and harnessing is already put together. They just drop it in, connect them, and boom, onto the next station. And what I remember, and I don't know if this job still exists, but I remember the very last station, there was a guy, and his job, they had the driver's window down, his job was every car that came by, he reached in and blew the horn. That was his job. Make sure the horn worked. Next car came by. He'd reach in. And I thought, there's a job. There's a just reach in and blow the horn. Look at that time. What do you know? Got a great joke for you. Haven't told for quite a while.